Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Peter Snow reporting. This is a last call to send your good for flight attendants, good for the company electronic postcard to Jeff Smysek. The power of our union is only as strong as the number of members who can be mobilized to action. Solidarity is based upon interdependence with each other. Although it appears we sometimes have different values and interests, ultimately our top priorities are common ground. We cannot be passive observers during expedited mediation. We must take collective action and compel others to join our actions. When you participate, you have a stake in our negotiations. It is your involvement that ultimately dictates our final outcome. It is not enough to take part in one picketing event, go to one meeting, or respond to one survey. Our negotiators need you ready to take action to demonstrate our support for them at a moment's notice. You may electronically sign the postcard to Jeff Smysek on our website. Encourage your flying partners to participate as well. If you have not submitted your postcard by midnight tonight, it will not be included in the delivery. Our power as a union is in our members. Our collective action has a direct correlation to our future. Earlier this month, we reported on requalification training requirements following voluntary furlough and other extended absences based on information we were provided by the company. Subsequent to release of this information, we learned the company made some modifications to how the regulation on when training will be required will be applied post-SLC. The company will determine what requalification training requirements will be necessary based on the last calendar day of the flight attendant's must-go or base month. Normally, our training cycle is an annual cycle of 12 months. The regulations provide an additional month or grace month in which we can maintain these annual emergency qualifications. On the first day of the calendar month, after our grace month, if we haven't attended annual emergency training or CQ, formerly known as RET, flight attendants are no longer qualified to fly. In order to become qualified to fly again, attendance at some form of requalification training is necessary to ensure qualification currency and proficiency. As an example, if a flight attendant's must go or base month is October, he remains qualified until the following October, 12 months. The grace month is November. If a flight attendant does not attend training within the month of November, on December 1st, the flight attendant is not qualified to fly. Depending on the period of time that elapses between this date and the date on which the flight attendant attends training will determine what form of requalification training is necessary. Please refer to the chart on our website for further clarification. December 16th is the last paycheck we will receive in 2011. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. For those reserves on ready or on standby on Thanksgiving, make sure your contractual holiday pay was included in your December 16 paycheck. Within 48 hours after the holiday, your DFAP should show the holiday pay 061 information. If you are assigned ready reserve or on standby on the Christmas Day holiday, the same criteria apply. We encourage you to verify the detail in your DFAP reflects accurate pay information. Several years ago, the option became available to receive your annual W-2 statement electronically. If you have already registered for electronic statements, will carry over for the 2011 year. If you have not yet registered but wish to do so, the deadline is January 13, 2012, to receive 2011 tax forms electronically. You will first need to create a new account. The website also includes tools to reset your user information or password from last year. When the 2011 tax forms are available, you will receive an email advising you of the documents and to log in to receive them. If you wish to continue to receive a paper W-2, you should verify your home mailing address by December 31st, 2011 on United's intranet MyInfo page. During our annual benefits open enrollment, the MEC Benefits Committee brought to the company's attention a problem with the long-term disability insurance premiums as listed in the open enrollment website. The company has confirmed there was an error in the information. The 2012 LTD premium rates will be the same as 2011. Based on AFA's advocacy and concern that some flight attendants may have elected not to continue LTD coverage based on the erroneous premiums listed in the company's benefits open enrollment website, there is an opportunity to change any decisions that were made. If you are interested in enrolling for LTD and do so during the open enrollment period, contact the United Airlines Benefits Center in the U.S. at 1-800-651-1007. If you are an international caller, please call 1-646-254-3463. In the United Kingdom, 0-800-028-5392. In Germany, 0-800-000-4878. In Japan, 012-067-9100. And in Hong Kong, 3002-9795. Please call as soon as possible. Should you encounter any difficulties in obtaining coverage, please notify our AFA MEC Benefits Committee. You may either email insurance@unitedafa.org or retirement@unitedafa.org to report any issues you may experience with the Benefits Service Center. At the direction of the mediator, we met in Houston this week and have just concluded this expedited mediation session where we placed our compensation and expenses proposal on the negotiating table. With the exchange of proposals on expenses and compensation, all of the parties' respective proposals on the major issues have been brought forward in expedited mediation. Consequently, the mediator has instructed the parties to be prepared to work from comprehensive proposals at the next session. These comprehensive proposals should incorporate all of the open issues on the table and serve to facilitate reaching a tentative agreement. The company will present their comprehensive proposal at the beginning of the next expedited mediation session. This week, proposals were exchanged regarding the following: assignment of open IDs, quarterly monthly maximums, maximum duty time limitations, reserve preference system, trading, open flying and reserve assignment timelines, 401k plan terms, assignment discrepancies or penalty pay, expenses, per diem, and compensation. This week's discussions were thorough and intense, and we remain close to reaching an agreement on an industry-leading reserve preferencing system. The next and final session has been scheduled for the first week of January in Chicago. Your messages of support and encouragement are appreciated. We, too, look forward to reaching an agreement that allows our community of flight attendants to move forward together to the next round of negotiations for a single contract. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to